Well, today, as we proceed through the corpus of the Sermon on the Mount, we see a decided, turn in the in kind of, the Jewish interpretation of the moral code. Judgment was something that people could easily do in the Mosaic code and even in the prophetic code, so that, if someone was an evildoer, you just called it out. And of course, we don't have to read very far in the Psalms to see that, the psalmists clearly make that manifest, even to the point of, I hate evildoers, and, Lord, just take care that these guys are, punished severely, and on and on and on and on, right? So you've got these, obvious, not only a judgment of people, but an asking of retribution and punishment from God upon them. And all of a sudden, Jesus changes the entire mentality. I mean, changes it completely. Now, instead of, rendering judgment, now instead of asking for just retribution, now instead of asking for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, right? Now, all of a sudden, Jesus is asking that we let go of these, offenses that have been committed against us, right? That we forgive one another from the heart. And now he gives the second prescription, that we not judge one another. And it's almost like, if you were living in first century Jerusalem, you go, well, what do you mean? I mean, this is a way of life. Well, what do you mean? And of course, what Jesus is trying to say is, we have no idea what is motivating people, why they do what they do. Even the evilest of evil people, we don't know why they do what they do. And for all intents and purposes, you want to ascribe freedom to them in what they're doing, but we just don't know. And so Jesus asks us, for the sake of peace, for the sake of love, for the sake of, moving ahead in society, don't judge one another. If you don't ascribe sin, right, but instead just say, that act is a sinful act, but I cannot judge the one who did that act. I can't do it because I don't know their hearts, don't know whether they've had sufficient reflection. I don't know what, whether they're free or whether they're not free. I can't say that that person is a sinner. If we do that, says Jesus, skip, judging sinners. Only God can do that. But of course, you can always judge whether something is sinful, an act is sinful. If we do that, then of course love has a chance of getting off the ground. And of course, the better interpretation has a chance of getting off the ground. And human discourse and human peace has a chance of getting off the ground. But for all intents and purposes, it's a very difficult thing to do. And it's a very much a change in kind of the mentality. And then Jesus even goes so far as to say, if you're going to judge somebody, well, go ahead and judge yourself, first, don't be, and he even says, sometimes we're looking at the splinter in our neighbor's eyes and we don't see the big old beam. You can just see this beam hanging out of, the eye right there, that how can you do that when that beam is in front of you, blocking your vision, right? How can you see clearly the splinter in your neighbor's eye? And so, of course, Jesus puts the priority on the judgment of self before judging anybody else. In fact, not judging anybody else at all, and, pretty much, leaving judgment in the hands of God, even the judgment of ourselves in the hands of God. And of course, this change in mentality is going to have kind of world-resounding effects, because the minute we stop doing that, that this kind of rain of vengeance and anger, which does come out of these negative judgments, and this, desire to blame others, not just for things that have befallen us, but for the evils of the world, etc., is replaced by that great Augustinian phrase, there but for the grace of God go I. In other words, so easily we could have been drawn into all of these things, and so we shouldn't judge, because it is but for the grace of God that we didn't get into these situations that would have led us into these evils that are so easily judged by us but shouldn't be. So in a way then, we've got this radical act of humility, which is at the ground of love. A radical act of humility, refraining from judgment. That radical act of humility that says, there but for the grace of God go I. That, of course, is the ground of the truth about myself. And if that's the truth about myself, and it is because of the grace of God that I am who I am, then, of course, you know, I need to give thanks to God that I've been given this good path, rather than anger or hatred toward my neighbor who didn't seem to have moved on that path for whatever reason. We don't know. They did not do it. So I, again, it's this transition of the whole Christian life, the whole Christian spirituality, grounded in forgiveness, grounded in humility, grounded in refraining from judgment, grounded in the better interpretation that, of course, is going to give everyone the benefit of the doubt to create a new and renewed human community. Thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.